This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 40 for Monday, August 31st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were lower on Monday, retreating from earlier gains as losses in Chicago soy oil and gains in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was down $1 to $2 at the final bell, November down a dollar at $498.10 per ton. That contract had traded above $503 at one point today. Statistics Canada pegged this year's canola crop at 19.4 million tons in a report out this morning. That was at the lower end of trade guesses. While that headline number was originally supportive, last year's crop was revised higher, and that offset the smaller projection for this year to some extent. Concerns over cool overnight temperatures in parts of Western Canada also provided support, as did gains in Chicago soybeans. However, soy oil was down on the day, and beans ended well off their highs. Recent strength in the Canadian dollar and seasonal harvest pressure also weighed on values. Soybeans in Chicago held on to small gains but off their session highs after running into resistance. November beans up 3 cents at $9.53 per bushel. Concerns that hot and dry Midwestern weather will cut into yield prospects accounted for some of the buying interest, with condition ratings expected to decline in the latest weekly report. Canada's soybean crop was pegged at nearly 6 million tons. That'd be down 1.4% from the previous year, due as a decline in acres was not quite offset by an increase in expected yields. Corn futures, they are also supported today by Midwestern weather concerns, but prices were mixed, with the December contract down a penny at $3.57 per bushel. The USDA announced a private export sale of nearly 600,000 tons of corn to China this morning. That was supportive. Canada's corn crop was pegged at 13.9 million tons by Stats Can. That's at the lower end of trade guesses, but still up 3.9% on the year. Wheat futures, they were steady to higher, with the biggest gains in the winter wheats, while Minneapolis spring wheat held closer to unchanged. December spring wheat up a quarter cent at $5.39.5 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 3 cents in December at $4.75 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 3.5 cents in December at $5.52.25. Canada's wheat crop was forecast at 35.7 million tons. That'd be the second largest on record. Of that total, Durham at 6.9 million tons would be up by nearly 2 million tons on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, August 31st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.